The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, once again we welcome you in Silsila Soul of Iman, Soul of our faith, that is Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, today we are here with another interesting topic, that is the blessed appearance of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Yes, inshallah we will be talking about the beauty of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Jamal of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and how Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they describe the blessed beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. So inshallah, be with us until the end of the silsila. You will be inshallah gaining lots of knowledge about the blessed beauty of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, inshallah azza wa jal. Before we proceed ahead towards our main topic, let's do few good intentions, because my Shaykh Tariqat, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, damat barakatuhum al-aliya, who is a scholar of Niyya as well, alhamdulillah, he has given us a mindset that whenever we perform any good deed or a jais, permissible work, it's always desirable to do good deeds. And alhamdulillah, the more intentions one makes, the higher the reward he attains, inshallah azza wa jal. I make an intention that I will deliver this silsila for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, inshallah azza wa jal. And you will make an intention that you will listen from start till end, for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Whatever we learn today, we will remember it, we'll act upon, and we'll pass this knowledge on to others too, insha'Allah azza wa jal. And you can make as many good intentions as possible, as per your own state, insha'Allah azza wa jal. There is a saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim about sending salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim. The Islamic brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has been reported to have said, the one who recites 1,000 times durood in a day, he will not die until or unless he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. So let's recite once a salawat upon Nabi out of love and devotion, wherever you are across the globe. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Inshallah, in the start of our silsila, we'll include one na'ati Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallim.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala. Salli ala Nabi
کی قسم ہے کلا سر سر ہے تو جہاں ہے شاہ تیرا مثل نہیں ہے خدا کی قسم قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم اور تو ہی بندوں پہ کرتا ہے لطف و عطا ہے تجھی سے بھروسا تجھی سے دعا ہے تجھی سے بھروسا تجھی سے دعا ہے تجھی پہ بھروسا تجھی سے دعا مجھے جلوائے پاک رسول دکھا مجھے جلوائے پاک رسول دکھا تجھے اپنے ہی عز و علا کی قسم اور یہی کہتی ہے بلبلے باغ جنا کہ رضا کی طرح کوئی سحر بیان کہ رضا کی طرح کوئی سحر بیان نہیں ہلد میں واصف شاہ ہوتا نہیں ہلد میں واصف شاہ ہوتا مجھے شوخی تب رضا کی قسم قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و ضحا تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم
beautifully recited, mashallah, Kalam Raza. Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmat rahman, was, subhanallah, subhanallah, mentioning the wal-duha and wal-layl, subhanallah. My Islamic brothers, this is also one of the tashbihad, the ulama, they have mentioned that wal-duha, what does it mean, and wal-layl, what does it mean, subhanallah. Inshallah, we'll be talking about it today. Be with us until the end of this silsila, you will be learning so much, inshallah. Let's start from the waqia of Umm Ma'bad, subhanallah. In the history of Islam, this is very, very interesting and beautiful waqia which describes the blessed beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, when the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam set out for migrating from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Nabi, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam passed by the tent of Umm Ma'bad. She didn't know the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but she saw, she was very wise, and she used to sit by her tent and serve food, etc., to the travelers. This blessed caravan asked about the meat and dates so that they could buy some from her. But incidentally, at that time, she had nothing. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saw a weak, many goat at the corner of the tent and asked, Allahu Akbar. O Umm Ma'bad, what nanny goat is this? She humbly said, it does not have milk in its udders, and it has never given birth. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, after reciting blessed Bismillah, moved his blessed healing hand on its udders and made dua for it. The goat then started giving milk. Subhanallah. The goat, which had never given birth, has nothing in her udders, started giving milk when the blessed hands of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attached to that nanny goat. Everyone drank sufficiently, and then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left from there. After some time, Umm Ma'bad's husband came home, having seen so much milk. He surprisingly asked, O Umm Ma'bad, how have we got so much milk, though there is no animal that gives milk at home? So this was a question asked by the husband. She said, by Allah Azza wa Jal, I just now, a blessed person, passed by this place. Abu Ma'bad said, describe the appearance of that blessed person to me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The Islamic brothers, today our topic is the blessed appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now let's listen from the words of Umm Ma'bad, how she is describing the best of all creation ever created on the face of this earth, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Umm Ma'bad said, I saw such a person whose beauty was outstanding, whose face was beautiful, and creation was very nice, very attractive, extremely. His eyes were dark and big, eyelashes long, his voice was resonant, neck shining, subhanallah, subhanallah, with blessed thick and full beard. Both eyebrows were thin and touching each other. His blessed height was also medium, neither very tall, which seems bad, nor so short that looks insignificant. If he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seen from a distance, he looks very awesome and beautiful. And then seen from near, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks far more attractive and beautiful. Allahu Akbar. Having listened to this praises of the blessed person, Abu Ma'bad said, by Allah Azza wa Jal, this is that blessed person whose news we have received from Makkah al-Mukarrama. I wish to be in his company. If it is in my power, I must fulfill my desire. And later, this couple accepted Islam, subhanAllah.
This particular story, mashallah, holds a lot of significance. And when we look at the companions themselves, those individuals that would start their day by seeing the beautiful face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whenever they felt restless, they would go into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and before seeing him off at night, before going to sleep, they would see the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we look at the narrations, a lot of the companions, it is reported regarding them that they'd be in a state of restlessness. If they departed from the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they'd be eagerly waiting to return back to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of the most famous couplets of poetry written by Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, which describes the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such an amazing way, that in this day and age, if we were to praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nobody can raise a finger and say that you are ma'azallah over praising him. Because Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, he set the standards very high. So he says that, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي, that my eye has never seen anyone more beautiful than you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءِ, somebody more beautiful than you, no woman has given birth to anyone beautiful than you. Then goes on to describe the creation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ, Ya Rasulullah, you've been created free from every defect. There is no defect within you. كَأَنَّكَ لَقَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ, it is as though you were created how you desired to be created. So this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the story of Umm Ma'bad radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Now the scholars mention a very subtle, very beautiful point in there. But when she's describing the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she says that from far away, he seemed awesome and beautiful. And when he came closer, he seemed even more attractive. The scholars make a point here that sometimes when you look at a person from a distance, you might find them attractive and beautiful. But when you go close up and when you go closer, generally you tend to think, no, it's not as good as what I had seen from a distance. But the Prophet ﷺ, how is he being described? That from far away he looked beautiful. But when he came closer, he looked even more attractive. So this is the beauty of the Prophet ﷺ. Alhamdulillah, the scholars written books, compiled books with just dedicated to this topic, the topic of the shamail of the Prophet ﷺ, where they discuss the beautiful appearance of the Prophet ﷺ. And inshallah, we say as the silsila goes on, we'll be talking about the different various body parts of the Prophet ﷺ. And alhamdulillah, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, like we heard in the kalam as well, he's such a lover of the Prophet ﷺ that like the Quran mentions these وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, like the blessed face of the Prophet ﷺ, the blessed Zulf Mubarak of the Prophet ﷺ, and so many other places where the body parts of the Prophet ﷺ have been mentioned. So Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has taken this sunnah of the Quran and implemented it also into his poetry. So sometimes he says, Chamane Taiba Misumbul Jasavare Gesu. He's talking about the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes he says, Wo kafe pa chand sa, sine pe rakh do zara. So he's talking about the blessed heel of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed foot of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Arize Shamsu Qamar se bhi hai, Anwar Eidhiya. So there he's talking about the heel of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he has throughout his poetry, mashallah, described the various body parts of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Arize Shamsu Qamar se bhi hai, Anwar Eidhiya. Arize Shamsu Qamar se, Arize Shamsu Qamar se bhi hai anwar eriyan, arsh ki aankhon ke tare hai wo khush tar eriyan, arsh ki aankhon ke tare hai wo khush tar eriyan, arize shamso
Mashallah. Mashallah, beautifully mentioned the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Undoubtedly, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the most elegant, is the most graceful. His beauty surpasses everything, whatever has been created, whatever will be created. And it is due to the sadaqah of beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that everything has beauty or elegance today. As we know the story regarding Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, that Hazrat Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam held such beauty that when he alayhi salatu wasalam was coming and the women of Egypt, they saw him coming, they became so infatuated with the beauty that they became oblivious. And by beholding the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, they cut their fingers and they didn't realize the pain they went through. Why? Because they were witnessing, beholding the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now ulama, they mention a very beautiful point over here, that this was the state of those women, that after beholding the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, they became so oblivious that they didn't realize the pain of cutting their fingers. Then imagine the state of the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because of the sadaqah of which Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was given the beauty. If this was the state of the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, then what would be the state of the beauty of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasalam? That's why beautifully Sarkari Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahmahi mentions that Husn Yusuf pe kati Misr mein ungushte zana, sar katate hain tere naam pe mardane Arab. And look at the comparison that Maaqe Nimat Imam Ahl Sunnat Alayhi Rahmah is making, that the weak hearted women of Egypt, after beholding the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they cut their fingers. But when it comes to yours and my master, Sayyidi Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it's not weak-hearted women of Egypt. Now, these are the brave-hearted men of Arab Sharif
سر کٹاتے ہیں تیرے نام پہ مردان عرب. If this is the state of the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, imagine the state of beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because of which Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was blessed with such beauty.
Aisa tujhe malik ne tarahdar banaya Yusuf ke tera talib e deedar
banaya. Aisa tujhe khalik
Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha has said, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the most beautiful and brightly colored. Subhanallah. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha further said, whoever has praised him has used the smile of the full moon for him, i.e. a drop of his perspiration on his radiant face seemed like a pearl. Subhanallah. Blessed Pasina Mubarak. It would look like just a drop of that. Used to look like this is a pearl on the blessed face of Rasulullah. How beautifully they have described the beauty of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam.
Alhamdulillah, as we were discussing the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, likewise the viewers of Madani Channel, each and every one of us, we should be trying to develop this love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this thirst to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to have a vision of the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like you've mentioned regarding the moon, even when you look classically, the moon is something that became a simile for beauty. So it's anybody that wants to talk about something really beautiful, it's always somehow a lot of the times connected to the moon. So likewise, a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Jabir ibn Samara radiyallahu ta'ala, he says that ra'aytu an-nabiyya sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi laylatin idhiyan, that I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a clear moonlit night. So I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what did he do? He says faja'altu anzuru ila rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. And I started to look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, wa ila al-qamar, and then towards the moon. And the sharihin, those the muhaddithin explaining this hadith, they've said that he would look once he would look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and at another point he would look at the moon. So he would look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and he would look at the moon. And the scholars giving the reasoning for this, they said because he was trying to decide which one is more beautiful? Is it the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, or is it the moon? And then he answers himself, and firstly he says, wa alayhi hullatun hamara, that he was wearing like a red overcoat. So then he says, فَإِذَا هُوَ أَحْسَنُ عِنْدِي مِنَ الْقَمْرِ, that I came to a conclusion that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more beautiful than the moon to me. So this is the beauty that is described by the companions alayhim ridwan, mashallah.
Companions alayhim ridwan, as you mentioned earlier as well, that they would have this thirst to behold Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam before the day would end, before at night time they would go. It would be as if they wanted to behold Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, otherwise they would remain in the state of restlessness. So beholding Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was like a remedy for them. It was like a medicine for them without which they would remain restless. And similar kind of narration is narrated by Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who says that, I've seen every beautiful thing. Now, this is a very beautiful. Sahaba Karam alayhim ridwan, they mentioned this beautifully because the hearts of Sahaba Karam alayhim ridwan, they were so pure, they were so clean. So whatever was in their hearts, they would mention, they would say it from their tongue. So Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, I've seen every beautiful thing. Obviously, when he is saying it, it means he has seen every beautiful thing. But I've never seen anyone, anything more beautiful than the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. These are those fortunate personalities, individuals who beheld Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam from very close by. And after beholding Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the beauty of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam became their heartbeat. It became like a remedy for them. It became like everything for them, a source of energy for them. If they wouldn't behold Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they would become restless. It would be like something is missing from them. And then alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, so the sadaqah of sahaba akram alayhim ridwan, tabi'in, tab'a tabi'in, awliya akram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, these narrations have come to us. And this shows us how much, you know, how much this meant to sahaba akram alayhim ridwan, that all these narrations are coming to us even after 1400 years. If we think about this in today's day and age, that who else would we be describing in this way, that even after 14 centuries, we would be talking about their eyes, we would be talking about their ears, we would be talking about their lips, about their feet, about their shoulders, how they were. But even today, after 14 centuries, we're still doing the tazkira of the blessed Hulya Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which has come to us through narrations of different mufassirin through Sahaba Akram alayhim ridwan. And how Sahaba Akram alayhim ridwan, they preserved this this blessed appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This alone shows us that along with other necessities of deen, other religious knowledge which was incumbent upon us to learn, this also has been preserved. And this has also been come to us, delivered to us through Sahaba Akram alayhim ridwan. So this alone shows us that how significant this is in terms of our iman, in terms of our faith, in terms of completeness of our faith. Like we find many narrations today which comprise of religious knowledge, of those necessities of deen without which our faith is incomplete. Various narrations we will find which are narrated on authority of different Sahaba Akram alayhim ridwan. But at the same time, we see various narrations through which the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been mentioned. And after 14 centuries, this knowledge has been preserved and it has come to us. And we are discussing today, inshallah, Zawajal, this will be discussed until the Day of Judgment. This alone shows us how significant this element is for our iman.
SubhanAllah, definitely. And the companions alayhim ridwan, if we look at the wording as well, there's something like one way of saying it, that Ya Rasulullah, you are beautiful. Or one way of saying that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have not seen anything beautiful but you. But the companions, they say that it's not only saying Ya Rasulullah, you are beautiful. They say, Ya Rasulullah, I have never seen anything more beautiful than you. So they're not just saying Ya Rasulullah, you are beautiful, but they're saying that you are the most beautiful person we've ever seen. Not just beautiful.
Why not Rasulullah will be beautiful? This is the question. This question I can understand, because he is the best ever created, the most beautiful personality ever created by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And I can say this because Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given mu'jizat to different prophets, right? And various mu'jizat, they have been separately given to the separate Anbiya Ikram. And one of the mu'jizat of beauty was given to Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabiyina alayhi salatu wassalam. And there are two standards of loving somebody, right? You love somebody because of his or her beauty, or you love somebody because of his or her qualities, attributes, akhlaq, his nature. These are the two things, right? Rather than the blessed appearance or her or his akhlaq. These are the standards set by this dunya, right? But subhanallah, bila tamseel wa bila misal, when it comes to the zat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made him perfect in terms of beauty and made him perfect in terms of akhlaq, in terms of attributes, in terms of khasais, and subhanallah, and in terms of shama'il we are just talking about today. And dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, I just mentioned about Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabiyina alayhi salatu wa salam. What a beautiful couplet has been said. حسن یوسف دم عیسیٰ ید بیضا داری آنچ خوبا ہما دارند تو تنہا داری. اللہ اکبر. The other prophets, they had separately their معجزات, but within the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, those all معجزات have been compiled and brought together in one personality, and further has been given more and more by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He is a sarapa, a معجزہ, Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, according to this principle, that all the mu'jizat given separately to the anbiya, they have been combinedly given to Rasulullah, then the beauty, this mu'jizah itself shall come to its badarjai atam, to the zat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Rather, more should have been given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, this is the beauty of Mustafa we are talking about. We're discussing the Vaseem bhai. What would you like to add to this topic today?
Continuing to the same point that you just mentioned regarding the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that obviously if that was the state of the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, then obviously Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have been given more beauty than him. That's obvious. On the same note, Hazrat Sidra Allama Zarqani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated from Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi that the complete beauty of beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was not revealed to us.
Allahu Akbar.
The complete beauty of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam was not revealed to us. If his complete beauty had been revealed to us, our eyes would not have been able to see his graceful appearance.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. That's true. Absolutely true.
So after listening to this narration, we come to know, you know, we have many devotees of Rasul today. Many awliya karam rahimahumullah who've seen Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam in their dreams, who've seen Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam in the state of wakefulness, and they describe the appearance of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, and we see how much drowned they are in the love of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. This is after beholding what they could behold.
Subhanallah.
And the complete beauty of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam has not been revealed upon us. This is what we are being told in this narration. What is the...
Like you mentioned earlier on, you know, we find narrations even until today. And when we look at the manner of the companions, alayhim radwan, we can see clearly that one thing is, there are two aspects to it. One thing that the companions narrate, that we couldn't look at the face of the Prophet ﷺ for much long. But at the same time, when they were lost in that beauty of the Prophet ﷺ, how closely they observed. When we look at the narrations, for example, one of the narrations by Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu an, he says that كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أفلج الثنيتين, that the Prophet ﷺ's front two teeth, they had a slight gap in between.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
So now look at
the detailed observation of
the detailed observation, and then how much beauty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually granted to his beloved Prophet ﷺ. Because from here onwards, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu an, his main point isn't to tell us that there's a gap in between the teeth of the Prophet ﷺ. His main point is what he says afterwards, إِذَا تَكَلَّمَ, when the Prophet ﷺ would speak, رُؤِيَ كَالنُّورِ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْنِ سَنَايَا, a light would emit, would come out from between the teeth of the Prophet ﷺ. So this is the beauty of the Prophet ﷺ that was granted to him along with the nuraniyat of the Prophet ﷺ, and the way that the Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan, they describe it. Likewise, Sayyidina Barra radiallahu anhu, he was asked once, أَكَانَ وَجْهُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ مِثْلَ السَّيْفِ, that was the face of the Prophet ﷺ like a sword. So the ulama have mentioned different interpretations. One of the meanings that the ulama have mentioned, that by sword it means, was it shiny like a sword? And he replied, قَالَ اللَّهِ, he says no. بَلْ مِثْلَ الْقَمَرِ, but rather it was like the moon. So this is the beautiful and amazing description that these companions gave. And as we've said, that this was something that they lived by. This was something that was everything for them, to the extent that it is narrated regarding one of the companions, Alihi Ridwan, that once the Prophet ﷺ passed away, and he heard the news of the passing away of the Prophet physically departing from this world, straight away he made dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, because he was mustajabu da'awat, his duas were accepted. So he made dua that, Ya Allah, now that I cannot see your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not want to see this beauty of this world. No longer can I see your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so take away my eyes, and his eyesight was taken away.
The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we're talking about Jamal-e-Mustafa. We're talking about beauty of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Mubaligh Dawat Islami has mentioned a beautiful point, that how beautiful teeth Mubarak of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu was salam were. I would like to request Naat Khan to recite the Ala Hazrat couplet, how beautifully he describes, Jis ki taskeen se rote huwe haspare, us tabassum ki adat pe laakhun salam.
Jis ki taskeen se rote huwe haspare, ki tasbeeh se rote hue has pade, us tabassum ki aadat pe laakhon salaam, Mustafa jaane rahmat pe laakhon salaam, shamae bazm hidayat pe laakhon salaam.
Subhanallah. The blessed face of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. The Islamic witness and viewers of Madani Channel, the blessed face of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mirror of the beauty of our Lord Azza wa Jal, and the manifestation of radiance. It was fleshy and somewhat round. Having seen the blessed face, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu spoke out, his face is not the face of a liar. He then embraced Islam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This was the beauty of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Abdullah bin Salam, when he saw and he said these words, Allahu Akbar, then my dear Islamic brothers, people would look at Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beauty, and then they would embrace Islam. Subhanallah. We are talking about the blessed Jamal of Mustafa
sallallahu.
Give us Iman.
Mashallah, a beautiful point you've mentioned over here, that after looking at the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we also see Sahaba Akram alayhim ridwan embracing Islam, like Umm Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anha earlier that you mentioned, his husband. The reason for them attaining companionship, attaining sahabiyat, was the jamal of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Similarly, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala, after beholding the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they came into the folds of Islam. Similarly, when we see the blessed hulya mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we see the blessed eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. What beautiful blessed eyes. The most beautiful blessed eyes. They were large and had coal, i.e. without coal, it seemed as if he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had put coal on. And eyelashes of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were long. The whiteness of eyes contained thin red lines.
Go ahead.
And in the previous books, this was also a sign of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's prophethood. Because the arriving of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, the advent of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam was also described in the previous books. And this was also a sign which was described in the previous books of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now this also shows us how closely Sahaba Ikram alayhi wa ridwan, they would observe Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As if we think about today, if we think in our mind, how many people we come across today on day-to-day basis at our workplace, at our colleges, universities. But when we, you know, on daily basis, we will come across many people. But if we close our eyes and try to think, you know, what color his eyes are, it will be very difficult for us to explain in detail the appearance of someone whom we see on daily basis. But look over here,
Sahaba Ikram alayhi wa ridwan, how beautifully they are lost in the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How closely they observed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How beautifully they're mentioning the blessed beauty of Akka alayhi salatu wasalam, that they even witnessed the blessed thin red line within the blessed eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah. Many Islamic brothers and viewers of Nadri Channel, we are learning about the blessed eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful point is it. Here it is, that normally when a baby boy is born, when a baby girl is born, right, the mothers, what they do, they put kohl in the eyes of a baby boy or a baby girl. What is the basic purpose, right? That adds the beauty to the child, that adds the beauty to the baby boy or the baby girl. But Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, when it comes to Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, kohl was already there when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born.
Subhanallah.
This is the shan of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is the mu'jiza of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. And ala hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, when he talks about the beautiful eyes of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, kis ko dekha ye mu saanse poochhe koi, Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, kisko dekha ye Musa se puche kohi. Allahu Akbar. When Musa ala nabiyina alayhi salatu was salam requested in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that he wanted to have the vision of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he was replied, lan tarani, you can't see me. But when it comes to Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallama, Allahu Akbar, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's shan and karam upon Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah's karam upon Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from his own eyes. So this is the shan of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the blessed eyes of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam. They were beautiful, at the same time they had that much power that had the vision of Allah tabarak.
Subhanallah. As mashallah Wasim mentioned, that the companions alayhim ridwan, they observed the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so closely, like as if we were to try to describe somebody who were constantly on a regular basis seeing, we might struggle. But at the same time, we have to remember that the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that it was almost you could say impossible to forget. Because once somebody has witnessed the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is not going to forget that beautiful gleaming face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why the companions, once they saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had this desire to constantly keep presenting themselves in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to quench this thirst that their eyes had. This thirst for the vision of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And likewise, Sayyidina Barra bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala, he says, describing the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he also mentions the height of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم مربوعا بعيد ما بين المنكبين له شعر يبلغ شحمة أذنه. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was fair heighted, like medium heighted, and he had broad shoulders. He was broad-shouldered, and he had hair which reached the bottom of his ears. رَأَيْتُهُ فِي حُلَّةٍ حَمْرَى. I saw him wearing a red overcoat. لَمْ أَرَى شَيْئًا قَدْتُ أَحْسَنُ مِنْ أَحْسَنَ مِنْ. I have never seen anything more beautiful than him. And so this is also a miracle that was granted to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we look at the narrations, the Sahaba, they say that he wasn't too tall, he wasn't too short, so he was fair heighted. But when the Prophet ﷺ would stand amongst a gathering, he would stand out. It would seem like he was the tallest. So this was another miracle granted to the Prophet ﷺ. And when discussing the beauty of the Prophet ﷺ, not only his physical parts, but there's a lot more, his blessed color, and even his blessed sweat that companions alayhim radwan describe so beautifully, mashallah.
Mashallah. Another simile for beauty is flower. Inshallah azza wa jal. Let's listen. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, how beautifully he has described this simile in the couplet, inshallah. Salamu alayhi wa
sallam.
فرتاب قدم ہے تنے سلطان زمن پھول سرتاب قدم ہے تنے سلطان زمن پھول لب پھول دہن بدن پھول واللہ جو مل جائے میرے گل کا پسینہ واللہ جو مل جائے میرے گل کا پسینہ چاہے دلہن پھول لب پھول دہن پھول زکن پھول بدن پھول اور تن کا بھی ہمارے تو
talking about the blessed beauty of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You've seen that. You'd like to add here.
MashaAllah, just before the kalam, like Amar was mentioning regarding the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we also come to know that not only they were at the heights of beauty, they were not only beauty, but how blessed they were. The body parts, the blessed body parts, the blessed Zulf Mubarak, how blessed they were, and how Sahaba Akram alayhi wa ridwan, they took blessings from it.
SubhanAllah.
This also shows us what the aqeedah was, how they respected those things which were associated to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, like Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Salma radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She had blessed hair mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And whenever any person would fall sick, she would give bath, ghusl, to the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and give that water which she used to give bath to the blessed hair of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam to the ill person, and he would be cured. So we come to know that it is not only the apparent beauty which Sahaba Karam alayhim wa ridwan beheld, but they also received those spiritual blessings, which obviously teaches that what aqeedah, what faith we should have for those things which are associated to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. As at one point after the incident of Khaybar, when Hazrat Sayyidina Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, he obviously asked about the pain in his eye, and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he placed his blessed saliva on his eye. Now we're talking about the blessed saliva of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the pain disappeared from his blessed eye.
Subhanallah.
Another sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala, he at one occasion told about the arrow which pierced into his eye, and Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, he applied his blessed saliva on his eye, and it was as though as nothing ever happened to his eye. So we see how Sahaba Ikram alayhim wa ridwan, how they were drowned in the love of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, and how if anything would happen to them, they would run in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. Whatever would happen to them, if they are suffering with any kind of physical ailment, they will go in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. Whenever they would desire anything, they would go in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. Whenever anyone would be ill, they would go in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? Because they knew that Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam has been given the authority by Allah Azza wa Jal to bless anyone, whatever he alayhi salatu wasalam wants, in this world and in the hereafter.
SubhanAllah. Many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we're talking about the beauty of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We're talking about the jamal of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. How beautifully Allah Hazrat, he writes, wo kamal husne huzur hai ki guman naqs jahan nahi. The beauty of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has got such a peak, such a climax. Wo kamal husne huzur hai. The beauty of Mustafa has such a peak, such a kamal, ke guman naqs jahan nahi. Forget about any fault. Forget about any fault, that let alone there is any fault, but there is not a guman, there is not even a thought there could be any naqs. Not any possibility that there could be any fault in the blessed personality and the husn of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then further, how beautifully, how he depicts that wo kamal husne huzur hai ki guman naqs jahan nahi, yahi phool khar se dur hai, yahi shama hai ki dhua nahi.
Allah, wo kamal husne huzur hai.
Second line in this couplet is yahi phool khar se dur hai. This is such a flower. Normally, flower is beautiful. People, they use it for simile, and it's metaphorically used, right, for describe the beauty of someone. The flower is also used. But the Islamic brothers, this flower itself has got thorns with it. There's a false associated with it. And this candle, it gives light to the world. But there is a smoke with it. There is some sort of negativity with it. But Allahu Akbar, Allah Hazrat is describing you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are such a flower which does not have any thorns with it. You are such a candle which has no smoke with it. Your husn, your jamal, your beauty is such that there is no guman, a thought of negativity or naqs or fault in it. This is the shan of Mustafa, this is the jamal of Mustafa, and this is the beauty of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala.
And this beautiful depiction, this description of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see it in the companions alayhim radwan. For example, in this narration, even the drops of the blessed sweat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu describes those, he says, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَزْهَرَ اللَّوْنِ. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he had a fair complexion. أَزْهَرَ اللَّوْنِ, basically, the scholars, they say that هُوَ الْأَبْيَضُ الْمُسْتَنِيرُ. That أَزْهَرَ اللَّوْنِ means it's a white color and it's a illuminated, it's a luminous color. So this is وَهِيَ أَحْسَنُ الْأَلْوَانِ, and this is the best of colors. So Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, when he's describing the blessed color of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he says كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَزْهَرَ اللَّوْنِ كَانَ عَرَقَهُ اللُّؤْلُؤُ. The beautiful drops of the sweat of blessed sweat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they look like pearls. They look like pearls. This is a beautiful way that he describes the blessed perspiration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he goes,
Zinat Khan has just recited Miljai again. What was that?
Miljai
again. Wallah jo miljai mere gul ka paseena mange na dhulan phool mange na kabhi itr na phir chahe dhulan phool. This is how beautifully Allah Hazrat is, subhanallah, described that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You see, normally when there are weddings, the bride, she is adorned and decorated with flowers, or ether is given to them. See, perfumes are given to the brides as well. So this is to add the beauty. And Allahu Akbar, Allah Hazrat is saying, if your blessed slave, the blessed sweat, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is given to the bride, then she doesn't need no flowers, she doesn't need no ether, no perfume. Allahu Akbar, this is the beauty.
Wallah jo mil jaye mere gul ka paseena
of Madani channel, one, some people they love to their beloved, they could use the words of praise which may not be within that personality, right? They would over praise somebody, but this is not the case with the Zaat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? Allah has used this couplet, has written this couplet, there is a background behind it. Allahu Akbar, the Paseena Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful fragrance in this world. Please carry on with this.
So, Ghaliban, most likely, it was one of the Ummahat al-Mu'mineen. The name has slipped my mind. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asleep and she was collecting the blessed perspiration, the sweat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened his blessed eyes and he asked that, he inquired, what are you doing? And she says that, I am collecting your blessed perspiration, your blessed sweat, and I give it to the newly wedded bride. And this is the beautiful smell of the blessed sweat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is also described in the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now in this narration that we've just heard, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that his perspiration, it shone like pearls. So he goes on to say, إِذَا مَشَاءَ تَكَفَّأَ, that he would slightly be bent forward when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking. And wala masistu dibaja wala harira aliyan min kaffi rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That I never touched brocade or even silk. I never touched any silk softer than the blessed palm of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning I found the palm of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam much softer than any silk that I had even touched. And then he, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he goes on to say, وَلَا شَمَمْتُ مِسْكَ وَلَا عَنْبَرَ أَطْيَبَ مِنْ رَائِحَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. That I have never smelt musk or amber and found its fragrance to be better than the fragrance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning, I have always found the smell of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be the best of smells.
Kya mehkte hain mehkne wale? Kya mehkte hain mehkne wale? Boo pe chalte hain bhatakne wale? Allahu Akbar. The Islamic Brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, wherever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go, pass by, go through the streets, those streets would become fragrant. This is the zaat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. عرصہ ہوا طیبہ کی گلیوں سے وہ گزرے ہیں اس وقت بھی آتی ہے
عرصہ ہوا طیبہ کی گلیوں سے وہ گزرے ہیں عرصہ ہوا طیبہ کی گلیوں سے وہ
When we look at the blessed seerah of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, it looks as if beholding Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was the whole purpose of their life.
Subhanallah.
When Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam physically departed from this world, did parda from this world, Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala, Imam al-Ashiqeen, he is among the biggest of the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Aqa Kareem alayhi sallallahu sallam, mashallah, earlier you mentioned the narration where Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala, he was mustajab al-da'wat, and he supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that now the beloved Habib alayhi salatu wasalam has been barda from this world, take my eyes away, I don't want to see anything else in this world. Similarly, when Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam did barda from this world, physically departed from this world, Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala, he left Medina Sharif. And what was the purpose? Because it seems as if, you know, their heartbeat stopped. You know, it seemed as if everything stopped for them. The whole universe has stopped for them when Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam physically departed from this world. And Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he left Medina Sharif.
And you can imagine when he's walking around, everything reminds him of the Prophet
sallallahu alayhi
wasallam.
And this is a true lover of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When something reminds him of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he's unable to see the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
The greatest Ashiq-i-Akbar is the Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar, and Hazrat Bilal is one of the greatest.
Among the greats. And then, obviously, when asked, he said, when I say, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Adhan, before, I used to behold the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, when I say the same kalimat, the blessed face will not be apparent, will be in front of me, so I can't bear this separation. He left Medina Sharif. It shows us that Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, for them it seemed as if the whole purpose for living was to behold Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was just to, you know, quench the thirst of their eyes by beholding Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And when Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam physically departed from this world, it was like everything has stopped for them. They've lost the purpose of their life. There's nothing for which they would like to remain in this world for. This is how it seemed for them.
I remember the narration that Sina Bilal radiallahu an was eventually blessed with the vision of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him back to Madinatul Munawwara. And then the blessed
Hasanayn Kareemayn, because the companions alayhim radwan wanted to hear the azan of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu again. But he was adamant that I will not be able to see the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the Hasanayn Kareemayn requested, then he did not, he couldn't turn down that respect, that request, because of the respect of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he did give the azan, but the narrations, they say that when he got to Ashhadu Anna Muhammad Rasulullah, and he looked to where he would see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but now he cannot see the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he fainted.
Allah.
He passed out. This was how overwhelmed he was due to the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is one of those companions that we see that whose narrations have reached us.
He's become the symbol of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we talk about the devotees, his name comes at top.
Subhanallah. My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri Channel, we're talking about the beauty of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's take it further to the blessed Hulya Mubarak of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri Channel, the blessed eyebrows of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam, the blessed eyebrows of our beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were long and thin, and from the middle both were so close to each other that from a distance it seemed as if they had been connected to each other. Subhanallah. Jiske sajde ko main hai Rabbe ka baju ki,
jiske sajde ko main hai Rabbe ka baju ki, jiske sajde ko main hai Rabbe ka baju ki, un babo ki lata pe lakhon salam, Mustafa jaane rahmat pe lakhon salam.
In addition to this couplet, when our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decorated this world with his blessed birth, he fell into sajda and made dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for his ummah, and the Kaaba Mu'azzama bent towards him, offering its salam to the delicacy of his luminous eyebrows. Subhanallah. Bowed towards him. Subhanallah. Gaysuwe Mustafa, marhaba, marhaba. Nadiye Mustafa, marhaba, marhaba. The blessed forehead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed forehead of the revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was wide and would shine like an oil lamp. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Hassan bin Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, i.e., in the darkness of the night, when the forehead of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam appeared, it would shine like a lamp that is lit in the darkness. Nala Hazrat has said, Subhanallah, jiske maathe shafaat ka sehra raha,
jiske maathe shafaat ka sehra raha, jiske maathe shafaat ka sehra raha, us jaldi ne sa
Salah. You have got something to share with regards to the blessed Hulya of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will come to a scene by, because it's just time to close, inshallah.
MashaAllah, there's obviously one thing that, as we're going through this, this is something that we should be pondering over. When we're hearing the blessed description of the beautiful Hulya of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should also be assessing how much of that is implemented onto myself. There's one beautiful narration of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ka'ab radiallahu an. He says that I heard Sayyidina Ka'ab bin Malik radiallahu an. He was talking about when he could not participate in the Battle of Tabuk. So he said, فَلَمَّا سَلَّمْتُ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَهُوَ يَبْرُقُ وَجْهُهُ مِنَ السُّرُورِ. That I saw, when I said salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his face was gleaming and glittering, shining from happiness, due to happiness.
And then he describes that وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا سُرَّ إِسْتَنَارَ وَجْهُهُ. That when the Prophet ﷺ felt happy, his face would start to glitter and gleam. And this is حَتَّى كَأَنَّهُ قِطْعَةُ قَمَرٍ, like it is a piece of the moon. And then he says, وَكُنَّا نَعْرِفُ ذَلِكَ مِنْهُ. And this is how we would recognize that the Prophet ﷺ is happy right now, because his face would be gleaming. So that beauty of the Prophet ﷺ, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the vision of that beautiful face of the Prophet ﷺ.
Allahumma ameen. What a beautiful dua, the Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel. Ulama, they have mentioned that whenever you make dua, you should make dua, Ya Allah, when I die at that time, I see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed vision of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Because they beautifully explain at the time when the women, they saw the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wa salam, they were lost in the beauty. They did not realize the pain of their fingers, they were cut. They did not even realize that pain. And inshallah azza wa jal, when at the time, the agonies and the pains of our death, we will see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we will be lost in the husn, in the jamal of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and pains and agonies of death will not, inshallah, affect us. Inshallah. So make, include this dua in your dua. Zibatina.
When we see the chosen people of Allah azza wa jalla, Sahaba Ikram alayhim wa ridwan, awliya Ikram rahimahumullah, when they gain this proximity to Allah azza wa jalla, they can't gain this proximity to Allah azza wa jalla without having the love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or without being fully drowned in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then we see the karam of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam upon those bondsmen as well. How Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam blessed them with the blessed vision. And we see Imam al-Ashiqeen, Imam Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, how much he alayhi rahma loved Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, and how he wanted to behold the vision of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. That when he went to Haram Sharif, and when he wrote the kalam, وَسُوَيْلَا لَذَارْ فِرْتَيْهِمْ, and when Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam did the karam, and Imam Ahl Sunnat alayhi rahma beheld Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam in a state of wakefulness. And now, after that, Imam Ahl Sunnat alayhi rahma, what he writes after that, yaad mein jiski nahi hoshe tano jaan humko. This is after beholding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. پھر دکھا دے وہ رخ اے مہر فروزہ ہم کو.
یاد میں جس کی نہیں ہوش تنو جام کو, پھر دکھا دے
نظر کو کوئی ایسا نہ ملے گا, ارباب نظر کو کوئی ایسا نہ ملے گا, بندے تو بہت مل جائیں گے آقا نہ ملے گا. تاریخ اگر ڈھونڈے گی ثانی محمد, ثانی تو بڑی چیز ہے سایہ نہ ملے گا, ثانی تو بڑی چیز ہے سایہ نہ ملے گا. The Islamic Brothers and Viewers of Madani Channel, there is no one like Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The history cannot give an example like the beauty, the shamail of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the jamal of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can sit here days after days. The Islamic Brothers, as I said earlier, the inks, they can finish, the papers can finish, but subhanallah, the shan of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot be comprehended. We don't have that much time to further carry on the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the jamal of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we have tried our bit to put our names in those, in the list of those people who have praised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because wa rafa'na laka zikrak ka hai saya tujh par, bol bala hai tera zikr hai. Uncha Tera. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, the Islamic Brothers and Viewers of Madani Channel, until tomorrow, we'll come back with another interesting topic. Keep watching Madani Channel. Today, you're watching Silsila Soul of Iman. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will come back tomorrow again. So until tomorrow, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman.